We started yesterday the sugya of Maimed. I'd like to go a little bit more into that and discuss additional details to the sugya of Maimed, as well as adding the additional point of Maimed. I've made a picture. I hope it's helpful. Let's just go quickly, briefly through the Seif. And then Seif Ches as well, which is connected to that. We learned yesterday that Seif Zayin said the following: Yesh leistapek imuter leaniach sulam al gai kidei lesachich al gabov. There is one could doubt, says the Shulchan Aruch, as to whether you can put a ladder on the sukkah kidei lesachich al gabov in order to support the schach. So we've learned two mahalachim, but the main mahalach we discussed that Mishneh Berurah approaches is the mahalach that you're using the ladder as a maimid, which would be in this picture over here. It would be similar to, imagine just those beams over here, it would be a ladder, and that's what you're using over here. Just using the ladder as supporters of the schach. So far, so good. Yeah, does that make sense? Yes, that's what we're talking about. Continues the Ramah, v'lechein ein lesachich alav. The Ramah says, ideally, don't use maimid, something which is mekabel tuma. Don't use a ladder, which is mekabel tuma. Don't use a ladder for a maimid. V'afilu l'nichol ha'schach l'achzik re'osu. Not only that, but even to put the ladder on top of the schach, that's also no good, because that's also considered a maimid, because without that, the schach would fly away. That's considered a maimid, and don't do that with a ladder which is mekabel tuma. V'adin b'chol kli ha'mekabel tuma, go in safsel v'kisle sh'mekabel tuma azmedos. Don't put a chair, or you mentioned yesterday, a bench or a chair. Don't put anything which could be mekabel tuma. Don't put that, don't use that as what the schach is standing on. Don't use that, because that's that. Okay, does that make sense so far? Ignore this bit, please, for the moment. Just the blue, instead of a maimid, it's supporting the schach. So we've learned now that there's a chum, it's a machloikes, and the Ramo is machmir, that ideally don't use the maimid, something which could be mekabel tuma. Okay? So far, so good. Now, let's go a stage further. What about, and we learned also that this is considered a chumrah, that although the Ramah is machmir, but it's considered a chumrah, and therefore if you haven't got any other ways of making the sukkah, that's fine, and if you can't do any other ways, and it's fine, you can use a sukkah which is built on a man which is mekabel tuma. Okay. By the way, one important point I want to mention before we move on, what happens, let's just get that clear as well. The walls, are they considered a maimid? Because the schach is standing on it. Without the walls, would the schach collapse? So is it a maimid?
No, not necessarily.
Why? Oh.
Because you have posts.
Good. So you have got, oh, good. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. So the answer is exactly what you're saying. Essentially, yes, the walls are considered a maimid as well. And you can see that's what I've meant over here by making the blue arrow coming from the wall. A wall can also be actually a maimid, but you are quite right. Sometimes not. Sometimes you can make if you've got... it's like that.
No, what I'm saying.
That you could take the wall away and the schach still wouldn't fall. Yeah. Right, then it's not a maimid. You're right. Yeah, very good. That's fine. But often the wall will be a maimid. Okay, now what happens if the... So what I'm asking now is what happens if one of the walls is made out of stone? If you've got a stone, that can easily be. You know, one of the walls is a stone wall. You know, yeah. So is that a problem or not? Because stones is... Stone, yeah. So is that a problem or not? Could you have... Stones, mekabel tuma.
Aren't those big glass planes of wood also mekabel tuma?
We'll get to that. It often isn't. So the answer is that there is a chiddush. Stones is fine. Stone is fine. And stone is fine because nobody's going to think that the whole idea of maimid was discussed yesterday because of Maris Ha'ayin, that people are going to start making the schach out of the maimid, and that when the stone, nobody's going to start making a schach out of stones. But that leads me to the following very important point. Have you ever put stone bricks on top of the schach, you know, they shouldn't fly away? Is that okay to do that? Because it's a maimid. You've got a stone as a maimid. Is that okay? Safety reasons, no good, because good fall. Oh, okay. Okay, that's true as well, yeah. Okay. So the answer is, the emissary says that it's fine. Rav Ozna says it's fine, because nobody's going to start making a schach out of stones. So therefore, there's no problem of having stones as a maimed, if bricks of stones. Okay. Okay, but that's as far as maimed is concerned. Now, what's the halacha? And that's really where it gets very interesting. What's the halacha of something which is called a maimed de maimed? What's that? A maimed de maimed is, now I don't know if my picture was clear. What I was trying to draw was that the bolts, the nails, the items that are making that the maimed is not falling down. That is maimed, that is supporting the maimed, that's considered the maimed, the maimed. I don't know if that picture is clear. I was trying to make nails, bolts, and things like that. That is a maimed of a maimed, because if not for those nails over here, the beam would fall down. The beam is considered a maimed, and the nails that keep the beam up are considered the maimed of a maimed. Now, is there any halachas with regards to the maimed of a maimed, or can you make it out of anything? Can you use, for a maimed of a maimed, can you use something which is makabel tumah or not? Can you use, or can you use anything? You don't necessarily have to. There is ways, if you've got this, there is ways of doing it not. If you just use beams, and you put the beams on top, and you put, or you make like, there's sometimes you can make a hole in the sukkah, and the beam just sticks right in, you know, that's just measure made, in fact, it just fits in, you know, it just absolutely fits in, you're not using any nails, or if you use, for argument's sake, something which is equivalent to nails, which is made out of wood, then again, it wouldn't be makabel tumah. So there is ways of doing it, not makabel tumah. Well, the maimed would collapse, and therefore, or schach would collapse.
And when you say maimed, are you saying, just an example, say you have the wooden walls, and then maybe you have a plank on top of that, you're saying the maimed is the wooden walls?
No.
The maimed is the nail.
That's right. That makes it stand. That makes it stand. And if not for that, yeah, the maimed would collapse.
Okay, fine.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, and let's see Sif Ches, and we're going to answer that question over here. Tell Sif Ches with the third line. Lechabe klunzois ha-sukkah. To connect the beams of the sukkah, klunzois is beams. Lechabe klunzois ha-sukkah b'mismoris shel barzel, with screws out of metal, oi, alternatively, to hold the beams, bevlois, what are blois? Perish, chatichois shel b'godim bluim, pieces of cloth, of clothing, which amekabel tumah, shemekabelim tumah, enkpeda. In other words, if you want to hold the beams by means of old shmatas, what we call shmatas, you know, the old clothes, worn out clothes, which amekabel tumah, or by metal screws and metal things, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. What does that seem to teach us? Seems to be very clearly that a maimed of a maimed, you can use anything you want. And that's really how the Mishnah Gemara paskens, that's how the Gaon paskens, that's the Mishnah Berurah paskens. You can use anything you want, for maimed of maimed. Let's see this Mishnah Berurah inside of Cotton Chavav. Lechabe mismor shel bazel, zeh mutter lekol ame. The maimed of maimed, you can use metal anyway. Va'afilu lemanta oysel ame, das chach bedorah mekabel tumah. Even if the maimed can't be something which is mekabel tumah, kevin chayin tzoymich al aschach ala mismorim, since you're not holding the schach on those nails, on those screws, rather, those nails are supporting the beams, which they in turn support the schach. So therefore, the maimed of a maimed, says the Mishnah Berurah, is okay. Okay, now, says the Chazon Ish, and that's where we're getting a bit, that's where it gets a little bit, may I say, sticky. The Chazon Ish says that the maimed of a maimed also needs to be something which is not makabel tumah. And that is the very famous chumrah of the Chazon Ish of Maimed of Maimed. Famous chumrah. Chazon Ish held that a Maimed of a Maimed also has to be made out of something which is not makabel tumah. So therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, you can't use metal screws, metal bolts, metal, anything which is not makabel tumah to support the beams. In fact, so much so, that according to the Chazon Ish, what will be if you've got a sukkah, not your sukkah, but a sukkah that is supporting, that the walls are supporting the schach, so not like your sukkah, and they, I'm trying to do that with this over here, that the two walls of the sukkah, how the walls of the sukkah often kept together? You're using a, what are those called?
Brackets,
that's right. Using the brackets to connect the two, yeah? So what they're normally made out of?
Metal.
So according to the Chazon Ish, you can't use those either, because I'm a Kabbal Tumah. You can't use those, because if the Schach is lying on top of the walls, so that this is called a Maimit of a Maimit. The walls are the Maimit, and the bracket is a Maimit of a Maimit, and it's Mekabel Tumah. That's the Chazon Ish. That's the Chazon Ish. So that's called. So if you want, if somebody is telling you he's got a Chazon Ish sukkah, or he's asking you as to whether you got a Chazon Ish sukkah, that's what he's talking about. That's called a Chazon Ish sukkah.
Didn't you say yesterday that the Chazon Ish was very makel?
The Briskerov. The Briskerov. The Chazon Ish was very machmir when it came to that. That's Chazon Ish sukkah. Now the truth is, it looks like it's contradicting Sifres, but the answer is actually came from Sifres. That's why he's got a different mahalach of learning Sifres. This is the Chazon Ish sukkah. Now. Are people makbid on that? The answer is, well, the Mishneh Berurah, according to Mishneh Berurah, such a thing doesn't exist at all, a chumrah, or like, it doesn't even mention such a thing. The Gon wasn't machmir, the Briskerov for sure wasn't machmir, the Tshibin Rav wasn't machmir, Shlomo Zalman. I mean, the list is very, very, very long list of people who weren't makbid on Chazon Ish sukkah. But Chazon Ish sukkah, it does exist, and some people take great pride that their sukkahs are Chazon Ish sukkahs. So that's what the Chazon Ish sukkah is all about. But you can go through the Shulchan Aruch in Mishneh Berurah without even. No, I mean, it doesn't. Mishneh Berurah is totally happy with that. I mean, it's a Mishneh Berurah sukkah. It's not a Chazon Ish sukkah, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
If the in the example you gave with the brackets on the walls, that you've got a beam on the walls for your skach, so it's one stage further removed.
Yeah. What's the halacha? According to Chazon Ish, of a maimid, of a maimid, of a maimid.
Yeah.
Very nice shaila. And the answer is, it appears from the Chazon Ish that it's also a problem. Yeah. According to the Chazon Ish, it would be a problem. Yeah. Right. Now, I must just add something which I heard over here. I heard from Abshom Shalom said a story, and I think it's beautiful because it's so, it's such a nice point. He said it's a true story apparently. So I heard that Abshom said the following, that there was an Almona widow that lost her husband in Yerushalayim. And her husband was a Talmid Chacham, and she suffered greatly that her husband was Nifta. She had found it very, very difficult to cope with her husband's Ptira. And all she had was one daughter, and a married daughter, and for her, she was dreading Sukkos. She was dreading Sukkos because Sukkos, in particular, her husband was such a special Yom Tov by him, and she was really dreading, and she couldn't cope with the fact that Sukkos was approaching. Her only Nacham was that she had a daughter. And she invited that daughter with her husband to come over for Yom Tov. That was her only nechama, only comfort was that her daughter and her son-in-law can come over for Yom Tov. However, the husband, who was a Talmud Chacham, the son-in-law was a Talmud Chacham in his own right, he found out that his late father-in-law, this widow's sukkah, is not a Chazon Ish sukkah. So he then called up and he said, I'm really, really sorry, but I don't go to Sukkos which are not Chazon Ish Sukkos. I need the Maimed of a Maimed to be something which is not Mekabel Tumah as well. And I'm really, really sorry, but I'm not going to come. And that's what he did. He didn't come for Yom Tov. And this story of Shalom Shadon said numerous times, because that shows how, that's definitely not, is that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted? Is that really, who are we to Paskin? But it seems that definitely the wrong decision. It was something which the Mishneh Berurah is not bothered about, and the Gaon, Vilna Gaon is not bothered about, and most Rav of the greatest authorities are not concerned about, on one side, and to balance that out against an Almona, a widow who's suffering by a loss of her husband, for Chumrah. It's the question seems to be self-answered that obviously that's the wrong decision. But people do go very, very far about this Chazon Ish Chumrah. They really, really go very far about this Chazon Ish. But that's why I just wanted to mention that as well. Okay. Pardon? Right, I wonder, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, okay. Okay, safe tests. Kol mine oichlim. Okay, now, see, if Tess is actually addressing another form of Kabbalah's Tumah. So there's also Tumah that comes, that foods can also be Mekabel Tumah. So we're addressing now foods. Can you make a schach out of pomegranates? Oranges? Yeah, can you do that? Imagine that? Yeah, so how is that? So it says that it's growing and it's detached. Says Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Tes. Kol minay acholim, all the fruits mekablim tuma, they are mekabel tuma. Ve'en mesachim b'em, and you cannot make a schach out of that. Now, so if Yud is going to define exactly what is considered the fruit that is mekabel tuma. Oh no, interestingly, it's not actually mentioned Shulchan Aruch over here. But you're quite right, and it must be talking about that it got wet after it was detached. You must be talking about that, you're right. See, if Yud says the following. I must explain that when we're talking about, just as an introduction to Sif Yud, that when we're talking about fruit, so obviously you've got the fruit that is growing, and then you've got the branch, and then you've got the larger branch. I don't know if that makes sense. There's the branch of the tree, and then it's something which comes off the tree, and the fruit is hanging off that. Yeah, think about an apple tree or... Yeah? Okay, so the fruit, that's the fruit itself for sure. And you've got the branch, that's for sure part of the tree. But what about that branch that is connecting between the branch and the fruit? Is that considered fruit, or is that considered eitz? Is that considered... That is called in Lashon Shulchan Aruch, it's called yodayim, which literally means hands, because it's the hands of the fruit. So the question is, are yodayim, those hands, are these considered fruit and therefore it's mekabel tum and therefore you can't hang it as, you can't use that schach, or is it part of the wood, part of the tree, and therefore it's not mekabel tum and therefore you can use that schach? Yeah, does that make sense?
Would you call that the stalk?
Maybe, yeah, the stalk, yeah.
So you're not talking about the wooden part which the fruit is hanging on?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So you've got the
fruit.
Another branch that spouts off the main.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
How would you call that? Stem? I see. No, I'm talking about that comes off the tree.
The trunk.
No, it's even no, no, even no. Yeah, so not the trunk and the branch, the first branch that comes off, that's for sure also part of the tree. The first thing that comes off, I don't know how many, that thing, yeah, before the actual. Okay, so is that part of the fruit? The actual stem, that's definitely part of the fruit. That's definitely mekabel tuma. So I'm talking about that comes, that the part in between, the part prior to that. So that over here, the question is that part of the fruit, or is that part of the tree? What is it? And we need to know that, because can you use aschach, or is it mekabel tuma or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Anfe te'eno, you've got branches of figs, uvem te'enim, zmoirois, uvem anovim. We've got the same with grapes, the same applies there too. Im psoilis merubah la'oichel, if you've got more psoilis, meaning more remains, meaning more tree, ala'oichel, more than fruit, mesachim bohem, if the majority is tree, is wood, you can use that. 51% is fruit, 49% is, excuse me, 51% is tree, 49% is fruit, you can use aschach. Ve'im lav, and if not, if the majority is fruit, then you can't use aschach. Ve'im k'torom le'echol, if you cut it for eating purpose, you intended to eat it, then the halach is as follows. Yesh le'yodayim teras oichal le'kabel tumah. Then the yodayim, that's the branch that we just mentioned earlier, that is considered mekabel tumah, and that's a problem. You need to have the majority to be fruit, because that's no good. Ve'im k'torom le'sichuch, but if you cut it for sukkah purposes, then as any yodaim teras oichel, then the yodaim are not considered food at all because you intended to eat it. So therefore, it's not considered the yodaim. This branch is not considered oichel. The adrab, on the contrary, hemet stafim apsolis levat loichel. It's going to be adding to the tree per se, and it's considered not mekabel tumah. V'im k'torom lechol, if you cut it to eat, v'nim lachalim l'sichuch, and then you realize you changed your mind, you wanted to use it for schach, then ena machshav u'mitzia yodas meteras oichel. Your mind doesn't change the halachic the halachic status of the yad. Until you do an action, that you positively wanted for sichuch, for sukkah purposes, like you thresh them, you do something like that, then it will be considered a proper maisa that will make it into a proper oichel. Okay, let's go. Let's come and see a few aleph. Yeah, sure, sure.
So when he says he cut them for schach,
yeah,
it still doesn't make the fruit.
Correct, correct. The fruit remains fruit. Yeah, because it's oichel. Yeah, yeah. Good point. Yeah. So that you can't. See if you'd aleph. Mesachim pin noigoi hanikra ba'arov ishumo. I don't exactly know what that is. I just know you can use it for schach. And the Rambam explains a little bit what it is. V'maychal behema. It's actually a food, animal food. You normally would feed your animals with that. Ve'em bnei adam oichlin oisoi. But people would eat it l'refuah, for refuah. People would eat it for medical purpose. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is? It may be somebody said it's like dill. Dill. Dill?
Fennel.
Yeah. What is that?
Fennel.
Yeah, is that something that people wouldn't eat, but it's only for... Yeah, we do eat. It says over here it's something which is machel. Ah, so maybe it's the leaves. Ah, maybe that's the leaves. Okay, so that's what it is. You can't be mesachich that. Right, okay. Is it? Okay, so you can use that for schach. You can use that for schach if you wish. Okay, it's not considered an oichel for us.
Is that the Arabic word shumar? You know,
no, shumar is an evil.
Yeah.
The anis, you know the anis.
I don't know what that is.
Anis, how they make arak, perno.
Excuse my ignorance.
Licorice.
Ah, licorice. Okay.
It's the same family.
Ah, okay. Okay, and the leaves are very strong. They're not really edible.
It's like a stalk. It's coming out of the ground, but you don't use the buds, like an onion.
I see.
The onion, but you don't use the what come out of it.
Okay. So, it's the same, so that's probably the same. Yeah, I hear. Very good. Okay. Sifud base really would appear that it would make sense that it should be in Tov Resh Lamed base. I don't know why it's ended up over here. It's talking about, okay, I just need to explain that point, that there is two concepts. There can be schach posul. There can be something which is schach posul, and that puzzles when you've got three tfachim of schach posul, something which is not good schach. If you have three tfachim of that will invalidate the schach. If it's schach posul, but then it's a concept called avir. Avir means airspace. Airspace, you need actually four tfachim in order that invalidates the schach. Four tfachim or three tfachim for schach posul. Okay, that's the rule that we need to understand to go for sibir. This is something which we'll discuss at length in Sim Tov Resh Lamed Beis. But just over here, just to get through Sifud Beis. Sichach beirokois. If you covered schach with yirokos, with green, with anything which is green, shememaren liabesh, that are going to go moldy very quickly. They're going to dry out very quickly. Afal pishe psulin lesachech, although they are considered schach posul, mipnei shemekabel tumah, because they're mekabel tumah, ein dinam keschach posul, they're not considered schach posul, lifsol be'abat fochim. You don't need four tfochim of them, they're not considered schach posul, that you need four tfochim for them to posul the schach. Rather, elo kavir chashiva, lifsol b'shloish, they're considered avir, they're considered airspace, because they're anyway not, they're rotten already, or they're going to be rotten soon, they're considered avir, and three tfochim by three tfachim it's posul. V'mein darkom liabesh, if they don't go dry, tinom keschach posul, that is considered schach posul, uposli ba'abot tfachim, and the posul with four tfachim. Again, this is something we'll discuss in Tov Hashlamet Beisim Yitzah Hashem. V'chol ma shedarkom liabesh toich shiva, anything that goes dry in within the 7 days, miyad ha'ininon ke'ilu yovesh, we consider it already dried out. Okay. Sifud Gimel. Yeah, let's just do Sifud Gimel. Kol davar ha-mechubo en mesachin boy v'dino k'dino ilon. Anything which is mechubo, we discussed, something which is connected to the ground, you cannot use for schach, and it's considered a tree. I'm going to finish off just with the following shaila. What happens? We said that anything which is connected to the ground is no good schach. What happens with the following shaila? Imagine you've got, you see on your, in your garden, a good trunk of a tree, but you don't need it anymore, you don't want it anymore, it's not too fat, and you said that would be just good for me, that would just be good for my sukkah, it would be just ideal for my sukkah, because the leaves and everything in this, I'll just use it for my sukkah. I uproot it, and I use it for my sukkah. So they've got branches, I've uprooted it, and I've planted it a little bit, and I've put it in, I've planted it back in, and I'm using it for schach. You know, you know what I'm saying? There's leaves coming out. I'm using it for schach. Can I do that or not? Again, something which is properly mechuba, leaves, branches that are really still connected to the ground, that I can't use. But if you have done something different, I've uprooted the tree and I've put it by my sukkah, and now I've dug a little bit, an inch or two, and I've put it there, dug it, and then I'm using that. It's beautiful leaves, and I'm using that for. Is it or is it not? Is it? You're saying marisain. Good. You're saying it different, but you're saying, actually, it's attached.
Continue to grow.
Good question. Will it continue to grow? So that's very interesting. What do you think? You can use it or not? No? It's mechubar karka again. That's very interesting because the poskim didn't take that stand unless they said, it's similar to what he's saying. Is it taking roots again or not? If it's going to take roots, then it's considered mechubar karka. But if the roots are not being taken, just the fact that you just put it in on the ground, that doesn't make it mechubar karka. Very good. Could very well be. That's right. So could be, if you're doing that on the day on Erev Sukkot, you're just panicking, I don't have schach, can't get anything. You're just taking the tree and you're putting it there. If it's not going to take roots, you're right, you can be right in the midst of that.